This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. I know it's a Monday in October, but let's you and I go to the shore, Port Orford, Oregon, for two COVID-free minutes on the business of sea urchins. Kate Kay has the story.
Wobbly blobs that look like grape jelly cling to the sides of seawater-filled tanks on Port Orford's dock. These are purple sea urchins, and this is an urchin ranch. Inside these urchins is uni. It's a sushi delicacy. Derek Foley and his father are the commercial divers who harvested these urchins. The elder Foley started his urchin diving business, Oregon Sea Farms, in 1993. They usually sell urchins straight from the wild. Now, through a project funded by nonprofit Oregon Wildlife Foundation, they're fattening them up on the ranch first. Derek Foley says he can sell them for about $10 each.
They're not going to be cheap, that's for sure.
But culling these urchins could help kickstart kelp recovery. Kelp is essential to Pacific coastal habitats. Sea urchin overpopulation has led to the decline of kelp. Where kelp thrives, its bulbs and long stems are seen floating on the water. But urchins have devoured kelp, leaving behind barren waters, where now even urchins can't find food, says Oregon State University marine biologist Tom Calvanese.
And you immediately can see a big difference between what a kelp forest habitat looks like and what rocky habitat without kelp looks like.
When the urchins reach market size, chefs like Christian Gomez of Port Orford's The Nest Cafe might add the locally ranched uni to sauces and spreads.
It's pretty much like all fat yumminess. It's great.
For Foley, keeping the kelp forest alive is essential to keeping his business alive.
Kelp's the primary, that's the primary food source for urchins.
He says he wants to sell ranched urchins to restaurants around the state. In Oregon, I'm Kate Kay for Marketplace.